This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Hours after suggesting a possible delay in this year's presidential election, President Donald Trump on Thursday said he did not want to postpone the vote, but remained concerned that millions of mail-in ballots would cause problems. Speaking at the White House, Trump told reporters he doesn't want the election delayed, but he also doesn't want one, in his words, that doesn't mean anything.
I don't want to see that take place in a week after November 3rd, or a month, or, frankly, with litigation and everything else that can happen, years.
Trump cited recent media reports about potential problems with mail-in ballots arriving late. The president does not have the authority to change the election date. That power resides with the Congress. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill from both parties rejected the notion of moving this year's election. Former presidents, members of Congress, and civil rights leaders all paid tribute to the late Congressman John Lewis at his funeral at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta on Thursday. As AP's Sagar Magani reports, former President Barack Obama said that many of the causes Lewis championed are in danger in this year's election.
Obama never mentioned his predecessor, but implicitly ripped President Trump's handling of voting procedures and ongoing civil unrest, speaking hours after the president called for delaying the election.
There are those in power who are doing their darndest to discourage people from voting.
After nearly 2 weeks of bipartisan tributes to Lewis, Obama says he has a better idea.
You want to honor John? Let's honor him by revitalizing the law that he was willing to die for.
The Voting Rights Act, which the Trump administration and Congress have left unchanged since the Supreme Court diminished it 8 years ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This.